Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello.
Hello, Bean Boy. How are your beans, mate?
Really good.
Should we let the listeners know your obsession with baked beans? You do have an obsession with them, don't you?
I love them.
All right. Just going to put it out there. Does anyone consider it to be slightly weird to eat beans cold? Baked beans cold? Because Matt loves... You actually prefer them cold than hot, don't you? Depends on the mood.
Depends on the mood, yeah.
Depends on the mood, right.
I just love beans anytime, any place. So if
love beans.
I love them when they're frothing and they're boiling. I love it when they're a bit tepid. You let them go for, like, I have this little carton for like 5 minutes. And I also love after, like, you've had a full English or like a big breakfast, you then just mop it up like an hour later. So they've gone a bit cold. But
that's absolutely disgusting.
You mop it up an hour later.
What? So like some leftovers of some baked beans, yeah. And then you just
I'd nobble it up. It's one of my biggest issues, really. It's like food would just be there and I'd be like, I should just put it in the bin, but it's easier for me to eat it. That's the way I think of it.
Matt has a little pot of baked beans in his hand and whilst we're speaking. I love warm baked beans, but as soon as they're cold,
Yeah, but you're like that with any food, aren't you? You're not keen on when it goes...
No.
You're not a leftover person.
I usually
eat your own leftovers.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't eat your leftovers.
Oh, that's where we're different.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to Lower Your Expectations. That's the proper intro.
Good.
How are
you? Yeah, very good, thank you. Feeling very refreshed.
Oh, go on, Matt. Let us know
spill
why.
The beans.
Go on.
I got back a couple of days ago from my honeymoon.
Second honeymoon.
It was part two.
I told someone the other day, actually.
Did they think it was extra?
They were like, two honeymoons. I was like, well, you know, he's calling them mini moons.
Well, the first one was a mini moon because it was like a couple of days in Portugal. This is going to sound very...
It sounds so... just you sitting there going,
class.
The first one was a mini moon. It sounds ridiculous.
No, but let's put it this way. Like, there's no way of me putting it where it sounds
I'm
okay.
Just
it just
talk.
Isn't. Like, well, we went to Lisbon for a couple of days straight after the wedding. Yeah. So we were like, right,
the mini moon.
The whole wedding process is done. We've done it. Let's go and relax and just switch off a couple of days. We always wanted to go to Iceland, but I'm sure most people know it's quite an expensive place. So we've never been able to afford it, really. So we thought, okay, this time, let's do it. Like, honeymoon, let's do a proper... I guess that it feels like a honeymoon place, doesn't it?
Yeah, see... I didn't know if Iceland was a honeymoon place, and that's why I thought it was very cool that you, because you know the typical honeymoon place is in my head is like a beach and you go and relax and you just
the Maldives or
something. Yeah, kind of like the stereotypical one, but you guys were like, no, Iceland, that's cool,
let's go and freeze. No, I mean, it was said to you the other day, it was an amazing place. Like, just something so, I've never felt so human before. That sounds really weird, but being up there and the scenery is like incredible.
Yeah.
Makes you realize that, wow, there is just...
Did the air feel fresh up there?
The day I got back to London, I was so
you
sad.
Were complaining about
I walked
the tap
through
water,
the street and, well, yeah. So number one, I turned my tap on. Well, I have to put it for a filter because there's so much shit in there. And then you're walking along the street and like, I can literally feel the dirty and you can almost like smell it a little bit. The dirty,
polluted air.
The polluted, horrible air next to like the
fresh
busy
London
road.
Air.
And I was like, oh, Iceland just wasn't like that at all. It was so fresh.
Could you imagine living there?
We said this. I think I could imagine doing like... a writing trip there.
All right.
Hint.
All right. Yeah.
No, but like going somewhere where you've got like a project or something, you've got a couple of months to do it. I could do that. I'm not sure I could live there full time. Only because...
When have we ever had a couple of months to do a project?
Oh, no. I mean, this is like fantasy world, isn't
it? I was about to say, in a fantasy world.
But, yeah, I could imagine that. Like going to like one of the villages there and just completely... I don't know. It was just so nice to be away from... Like, you can hear the bloody construction here.
Yeah.
Everything's so loud in London. Everything's so, like, full
intense.
On. Yeah, intense. Seeing the Northern Lights and stuff, that we obviously got very lucky with that. And, again, same thing. That
can you see it all year round?
Apparently so, yeah.
Okay.
But there's, like, certain months which are better
to do
it.
Yeah, sure.
So actually, maybe not in June, because I think that's when they have Like, there's no dark. It's just light all night. That's cool, isn't weird. It? That's why I want to go back in the summer, because apparently it's a completely different place.
That is weird.
One thing I thought you would find interesting, seeing the Northern Lights stuff,
yeah.
It's convinced me we're not in a computer simulation.
On a flat Earth.
We're not in a computer simulation.
What was that realization?
It was so striking and like magnificent, and I was like, there's no way this is a game. That's what convinced me. I was like, there's no way. Like, seeing all those stars as well, I've never seen so many in one place. There's a purpose to all of this.
What is the purpose?
And it's not a kid just playing the game like, Mom, yeah. Look what I'm making them do.
What's the purpose?
I don't know. There is a there is something higher.
Okay.
An energy. There was, honestly, I was just there like, this is incredible.
Did you have a little word with Jesus when you're up there?
Thanks, mate. This has been really nice.
No, but to be fair, Iceland is on the list.
I think you guys would love it. Yeah. Like, me and Jem, we had such a good time. And we were saying we're out there, like, we know a few people who we think would really enjoy it, and you are on that list.
I'm on your list.
On the list. But what have you been up to?
Nothing. Fuck all, mate. Absolutely fuck all. I'd probably say the most exciting thing in our world is I'm pregnant now. Is the fact that we have our own Snapchat original show.
Marcus Moans.
Marcus Moans.
Love a bit of moaning.
Yeah, I found it really funny because where was it? I either tweeted it or I saw a comment on one of the podcast videos. Oh, it was a tweet, actually. You might have seen it as well. And someone was like, oh, this is so funny because Matt doesn't stop moaning on the podcast. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I think it's fine to be a moaner. It's good. People should moan.
Yeah. Yeah, so the series is called Marcus Moans. And before we get on really negative, spreading negativity. Oh.
No, you're not spreading.
No, it's lighthearted.
Yeah.
Everyday moans.
What's the tagline? It's like, you moan so we don't have to.
I moan so you don't have to.
Be good if I knew that.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Get on the brand.
Yeah, I did feel bad because I went the week before that was all going live, so I just kind of checked out. It's like, good luck, mate.
Off, didn't you?
I hope it goes well.
Sorry, mate. You're on holiday mode, mate.
That was it. No, I appreciated that because we always joke around like when one of us goes on holiday, not to.
No, we don't always joke around. It's because it's a thing when I'm away. It always happens. So no, we don't joke around.
Yeah, there was one time I remember it was bad. I think you were in Saint Lucia, or something like that. And I was
harassing me.
But that was in the more Marcus days. I'm lonely every day. All right. And, you know.
I'll let you off. Back to Snapchat. For us, it's like a new exciting opportunity because the show is showcased on the Discover page, pretty sure globally. In terms of having, like,
imagine that
if YouTube, if all of a sudden YouTube were like, oh, we're going to put your video on the homepage
every day.
That would be a game changer.
Every time you upload, it's going to be there. It's how it feels to be Jake Paul.
Probably used to. We'll come back to Jake Paul in a bit.
Ooh.
But it's something that I think we are lucky we're allowed this opportunity, and let's just see what comes of it.
No, it is really exciting, and the thing I'm really happy about is that we're using the green screen again.
Oh yeah,
because we got this green screen like 2 years ago maybe and used it for two videos in a row where we used it in every shot and then never used it again.
So stressful to use. It was so fucking stressful. Yeah, essentially it's one of these like fold out fold in ones, so you see it come in this little package and you're like, wow, is that really a green screen? And you unzip it and it pops out. Yeah. And you're amazed by it, aren't you? We were like, this is amazing, mate. How hard was it to fold it back up into that little bag?
Oh yeah, because
do you remember, it's the technique you've got to be like,
I think that was the thing, because now it's in the office, it doesn't matter, we just got it up there all the time.
Yeah, it was in my house.
In your house.
Come down for breakfast. Oh yeah, there's the green screen. Yeah, there it is. Hello.
And it was, those two videos were really difficult to do as well, do you remember? Because one of them was about people in airports,
on the planes. Yeah,
and then the other one was a Pokemon one. Yeah. Both were really like technical and really
jumping
difficult
on those trend days,
and then we just didn't ever use it again. So now bringing it back, I'm happy.
Well, it's because, and it was a very spare of the moment. We were like set up about to film, and you were just like, "Do you get the green screen?" As soon as I heard that word, I was like,
"No,
absolutely not." But then we did, and that is the format.
So far, that's weird, isn't it? And actually, I was off Snapchat for a bit. I just didn't have enough room on my phone. So having that back again and the Discover page, it is really cool what they're doing with it.
Really
like with
cool.
The different series and shows. Like, I feel it's appealing to a wider audience now. Whereas before, I used to always feel like it's very young on there.
Yeah.
now I feel like it's kind of mixed. Like the news channels on there are really good, and
it's a totally different way of consuming content. So
it's very exciting, actually.
Yeah, it is really exciting. And obviously, we would love you guys to come, and you can subscribe if you didn't know on Snapchat. So rather than, some of you may follow my Snapchat, my name I think it is, but if you go into search on Snapchat and either Marcus Butler or Marcus Moans, you'll probably see my profile, but then there'll be like a separate show section.
Yeah.
Click on that bad boy. I moan so you don't have to.
Yeah, go and watch it and
subscribe, share it, and
let us know what you think.
Join us on the next journey. Woo!
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Marcus?
Yes, Matt?
Just want to check, have you got your passport with you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, good. Because we're going to leave this room and this country for a little bit.
Okay.
Do you know where we're going?
I have a feeling. We're going into the atmosphere.
Are you strapped in?
I am.
Because we are going into the atmosphere. Oh, wow, look on the left, there's the Northern Lights. Oh, that's cool, that's amazing. And then you go over to the right, and hang on a minute, that's Jake Paul and that's Erica, but they're not cuddling anymore. What's going on there? And then there's a distant star, and it's fading, it's about to blow up. It's called Defy Media. And hang on a minute, there's a sign. It says, Digital World, and we've landed.
Do you know what? I can actually imagine you rehearsing that in the mirror.
I thought I was going to keep it cool from that one. Like last week's, I kept it cool. And then now...
Was it cool? What, with the captain boys?
Hello. I'm 26.
This is going to be one of those things in 10 years' time you look back on and you cringe.
No, it's
going to be like me watching my old videos. But
oh, if we ever do live stuff, I'm never doing this.
You are. I told you, people are going to request it. Matt, sing the song. Matt, sing the song.
It's going to be so painful. Although, having like a cool mic could do some good effects on that, couldn't
it? It just changes the whole thing, does it?
I could ask the sound person to put some like delay on there and stuff.
Name T-Pain. Dear Jake Paulers and whoever it may concern.
That's us. Hey, Jake.
Jake Paul and Erica Costell have broken up.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sad.
Shit. I am devastated.
Well, I found it funny in the Shane documentary, actually, when they said, you know, you're such a rock. They'd only been together like a year, officially. And I'm like, ooh. Hitting the big time. But there is something, going back to that little statement there where it says about respecting their privacy. I always find that funny when YouTubers say that, who daily vlog, because, okay, so, well, it's fine for everyone to invade your privacy when you're, you know, making videos and making money off it.
Yeah.
But if something bad happens, nope, no more. No, thank you.
Yeah, but I think...
How do you feel on that?
I think at the time of... a lot of people who daily vlog at that time don't assume that their relationship is going to become that much of a big thing. So then when they do split up, of course, you're going to want your privacy, aren't you?
Do we need to say respect our privacy now? Because it's such, surely that's a given, isn't it? Like, what does it even mean, respect our privacy?
What you're essentially saying is, don't be a nosy and don't ask me anything about this relationship. That is what respect your privacy you're essentially saying.
But are you saying that to people you know? Or is that to
everyone? Because not to people you know, as in like your friends
yeah,
and family.
That's what I mean.
No, it's to of course, no, it's to
the public.
The public, isn't it?
But how are they ever going to ask about it? Because it's like, it's just tweets.
Or people will speculate, people will ask about it. It's all that.
Yeah.
It's don't look into like trying and analyze both of those people because they'll be separate now. Stop trying to analyze them. Make up your own theories. But
do you know what I mean though? It feels like such an empty sentence because like, respect our privacy. Well, the news outlets aren't going to, are they? No one's going to actually do that. So what's the point of even saying it?
I think
everyone
just,
says it, but they must know when they're that
you
big.
Say it in hope. Like, you say it in hope, just like, look, this is shit. This has happened. I'd appreciate it if you don't, like, bring it up to me. Like,
that's true. Okay.
As just a real point of view, like, because it's not nice, is it? Like,
no, of course it's not. No, it's not.
I mean, we don't know the ins and outs of why they've broken up, but...
But this podcast, we're going to find out. We're going to dig deep.
We're just doing what we're not respecting their privacy, so...
Been on the phone to Keem. We're going to put a crack team together and get to the bottom of this. But it was a mature statement from Jake, wasn't it? It was, respectful, PR-y statement.
It was.
So the Pools are good at that. They're good. Another statement.
I thought it was actually written by him because his English didn't seem that good enough. No, but like...
Nice.
Do you know what I mean? I thought the other day when I was reading something from Amanda Matic, the Man United player, with his statement, and I'm like, fair enough, but most of the time with these players' statements, I'm like, you're not saying that. You're not. Like, you are absolutely not sat there typing that out.
So you think Jake actually...
Based going off of
tears
that.
Tears on the keyboard as he's typing it.
Well, maybe. But it is a weird one, isn't it? In terms of Shane's series, obviously just coming out like last month or 2 months ago, whenever it was. That massively long, dragged out thing that...
Yes. I think it does debunk a lot of the theories in that show, doesn't it?
Just because I feel like we've had non-stop requests to talk about Shane, and we never... Because we did so much Shane coverage and we never did a rounded up summary.
Are we doing that today?
Yeah.
Okay.
To the point of, this is going to sound really bad, I still haven't finished it. Completely lost interest.
Really? Have you not, still did you not watch the final episode?
45 minutes in and I just don't give a shit.
Oh, well, 45 minutes into that hour and a half.
It is the most boring thing I've ever watched. And that's not coming for Shane. I said this before when people gave Shane shit. I was like, but Shane's trying to bring the stuff. It's Jake who's just emotionless. He's got nothing there to bring... to make it interesting. I feel sad for Shane in that respect.
I'm not sure if Jake was in the right frame of mind, mature enough to kind of do what Shane wanted him to do.
Completely agree.
Which was a strange request from Shane, though. Essentially, like, let's do a therapy session, but let's post it to 20 million people. You know, asking him these really direct questions. So, you know, you need to process this. What's going on here? The camera is like 2 foot away from his face. What are you kind of expecting? Like, we were speaking about this. So we both love Louis Theroux's documentaries. Yeah. And obviously he has years of experience. He's a documentarian. But the way he seems to get people to open up in that way is by spending time with them. And it's just like slowly but surely thawing the ice that they normally have around them, isn't it? Questions here and there. Not just we're going to sit down now. I've got a list of questions. Let's go.
Even if Louis did that, I think he would... The main difference for me is that Shane's is fueled around drama. Louis doesn't probably give a shit about drama. He just wants the facts. This is the scenario, laying it out on the table in a fascinating way. Whereas Shane's, even the editing style, it's like dramatized with the music, with the cuts, with the...
It definitely, by the end, it turned into like a gossipy...
Well, that's... I said to you, didn't I? I came in and I was sat there watching it and I was like, I'm a 26-year-old man. Why am I so immersed and why have I been so obsessed with this high school drama?
Yeah.
When I compare that to the Jeffree Star series, my God.
Chalk and cheese, isn't it?
Yeah, Jeffree Star series was a game changer for YouTube, and that was an incredible series. But arguably, yes, Shane has done his thing, but because Jeffree was so entertaining, he was so fascinating, he was so...
Yeah, he was engaging, wasn't he? Even more so than Shane, and Shane is a very engaging person, so to say that, you're like, wow, this is great. But even with Graveyard Girl, because she's not necessarily... a Jeffree Star or something like that. She's not jumping around everywhere, and it's just, she's not like really entertaining in the traditional sense, but there was a real depth to the content, and it was about her figuring out who she is and who she wants to be with her audience, whereas it didn't seem to be that depth in the Jake series. No. I didn't get a feeling of what he was trying to achieve of it, other than like, let's find out the beef, the goss.
Yeah, exactly. Also, it was far too long. Like, I feel like that is probably the biggest criticisms of that series, was the length.
Yes. It's fine if you have length. That sounds weird. If you have length. It's fine if something is quite drawn out, if you have a satisfying ending.
It's fine if something's got length, if you've got a satisfying ending.
For fuck's sake. It's fine to really long something out if there's going to be something good at the end of it, like a resolution. And in the Jake suit, there wasn't that. No. There was no length.
Actually, there's plenty of length, just no satisfying ending. That's Shane. There you go. For the people that wanted it summed up.
What would you give out of 10 if it's IMDb?
Honestly, I would give it a 5.5.
That's low. So what's that, like a 55% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah,
would you? Yeah, I think maybe I would go 40.
I would give some of the episodes very high. Like, the Nick episode was great. I thought the Erica one was great.
What does that mean now?
Who gives a shit anymore? Yeah. All a load of lies.
Anyway, the reason we did that is because now, keeping up, guys, Jake Paul and Erica Costell have officially broken up. Does that mean everything in the Shane series is just void? Doesn't mean anything?
Well, here's the thing. That series, I remember saying to you, was filmed, I think, at least parts of it were, the interviews were filmed at least a month before it came out. So technically, we're talking like 2 months from now to when the interviews were done. A lot can change in 2 months. A lot can.
Yeah, of course it can.
You're talking about personal experience, whatever. Yeah, so that's the one thing that I'd say it's hard to sort of like, because 2 months ago it could have been, everything's just up, we're amazing, we love each other so much, and then 2 months on, that changes.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say that, but it makes you question things.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And when it comes to, they were a couple brand. So Jerrica, they've got a lot of merchandise. Even now, there's a couple of bits on the website there. Although it's in the sale now, so maybe it's like, that's why. Because they've broken up. But I was going to say, how does it work for them? That must be very messy as a breakup when you've got vested interests in what they're doing, things like making money. How does that work?
Depends entirely on how each individual in that situation tackles it. If they're both mature about it, again, speaking from a business side of view, if you're both like, look, we're in this, we got this stuff to do, let's just be mature about it and get through that area, then it's gonna be fine. But yeah, it's a bit different when Jerrica is plastered with pictures all over the jumpers and stuff, isn't it?
Well, do you think if a parent goes to that company and says, my kid bought this jumper because they love Jerrica, now that they've broken up, I deserve a refund. How does that work?
No, I think that's ridiculous. What? I think that's absolutely ridiculous.
But you know what kids are like? Because Jake admits it's a very young audience. And if they're buying into a brand, a couple as a brand, are they being missold?
No, because up until that point, it was fine.
But they're still selling Jerrica stuff now. I guess now it's just down to the person buying it.
Yeah, you've got to be... I don't know. I'm trying to think of another example.
I want a refund.
Have you bought some Jerrica merch? You want a refund?
That's your Christmas present. Fuck off. It was interesting what Erica said to Keemstar.
Oh, for God. You're such a little gossip.
She said, I've been through so much the past month with this. I don't care what the internet thinks about me. I just want to move on and get through this shit privately.
Insert, I'm Erica Castell. Erica Castell.
What about the Jerrica song? Does none of it mean anything? There's so much. It's all just a...
No, but their relationship has been a bit bullshitty. Up until Shane, which then genuinely made you think, they are real. So either they have been so good at playing it this whole time and it's never actually been a real relationship. Or
do you think so?
I don't know.
Could it have been fake the whole time, even in the Shane series?
Could have been.
He is a good actor, to be fair. That's become clear. Oh, mate, we saw what he's like in the series and then what he's like in his videos. He is a good actor. You could turn it on. He wasn't very engaging in the Shane series, was he?
Yeah. I don't think he's landing any major acting roles, is he? He's not going to be...
No, but playing the Jake Paul persona, he is good at that.
Sure. I think he was acting in Shane.
I think
Jake is how he
Do you think?
Yeah, and I think in Shane he's I'm gonna try and make myself come across really well.
Oh, let's move on. Because we've actually got some big news, which has got serious consequences.
Yes. Defy Media, it's a YouTube network, but much more than that, has out of nowhere completely shut down. Defy Media bought Smosh. So Smosh, one of the biggest
channel on YouTube.
Clever, the whole Clever brand. And in the last few days or last week or so since this comes out, because of market conditions, fuck is a market condition, they have ceased trading. They've shut the company down. Loads of employees who work for all of those sub-brands are left in the unknown. Some of them didn't even know until seeing it in news sources.
Well, some of the YouTubers that they represent, wasn't it?
Yeah, some of the YouTubers.
Saw on TubeFilter instead of getting a call or anything.
Yeah.
But explain how the process is, because the big thing that people are saying is that YouTubers who are represented by them haven't been receiving their money for the last 2 months at AdSense from the adverts on YouTube.
Yeah.
But how does it work with, why do they have to do that? Why do they have to be repped by a company?
An MCM, a multi-channel network, they popped up, going back a long way now. When there was a YouTube AdSense, when Google AdSense first came out, Google didn't have people selling those ads. It was all done by, like, not bots, but it was computer generated. And these companies popped up saying, hey, we have people that can sell the ads, because Google have given the rights to them. So we have people who will sell the ads next to your channel. Therefore, we can put better ads on your videos. Therefore, you can get a better CPM. You can essentially earn more money. Yeah. Because there's more control over the ads being displayed on your videos.
Because the CPM is what you earn per 1,000 views.
Cost per 1,000 views, yeah. So, yeah, that was the idea of them. And they popped up and became really popular. A lot of people joined them. And then they started to branch out into owning things, creating formats, building shows. You know, we've seen that with, look at Full Screen. Full Screen's a great example. Full Screen had Full Screen Originals. And then they started having managers within the MCNs, and they kind of were the go-to for making your career great on YouTube. Yeah, obviously Defy Media bought Smosh. They owned or bought Clever. I don't know the ins and outs of that. And yeah, they've now just gone AWOL on a lot of people. So yeah, you sign the right over for the control of the AdSense to them. So they sell the ads next to the videos. And then they recoup the money from that split with Google, obviously. Google give that split to them. And then they'll pay the creators out from there.
And do they obviously take a cut of that too, don't they?
Yeah. They will take a cut of it, yeah.
As a consequence, because they've completely ceased to trade and apparently they've had their assets seized, they no longer have the money to pay creators for the past, in some cases, 2 months, other cases 1 month, and that includes sponsorships deals as well.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah, no, so YouTuber like Child Wild Clay and his Wi-Fi Quane have got 420 million views unaccounted for. Like, that's a lot
of
money.
A lot of money. I saw they also, a couple of years ago, they raised about $70 or $74 million in funding.
That was only 2 years ago.
Yeah. What was interesting, Philip Franco said, if you look at like the growth that Smosh or the growth that Clever have had in the last 6 months, they're bigger and stronger than they've ever been before in terms of generating revenues.
So what's happened?
What has happened? I just think it's so shitty for them to come out. Market conditions. Literally, what the fuck is, what does that mean?
It's a bit of this way. If you did that to me, I'd be furious. One day, it's like, oh, by the way, market conditions, you're done. And you're not getting
and
your
I'm
money
not paying
for the last
you
month.
For yeah. the last 6 months. Cool with that, yeah. There were some stories that some of these employees have, you know, some of the employees have been at Smosh for like 9 years. You know, people have been in these jobs for 9 years and then just to be completely like, that's so shit.
Well, the good thing is that YouTube are stepping in, because I said to you that, well, surely YouTube need to act as like a PayPal. So on eBay, as an example, if you sell something to someone and they think they've been completely missold, they hate it, they want their money back, if that person won't give them it back, PayPal will refund them.
That's good, yeah.
And surely YouTube need to try and act in the same... Obviously, it's a lot more money involved.
No,
but
it is, but it's also tricky because... So there is all the creators that were with Fire Media who then, in the back end of their channels, it changed to being back onto YouTube AdSense. Defy Media then went in and claimed all of their videos and copyrighted all their videos back to Defy Media. And that's where YouTube stepped in and they're like, obviously this is fucked. We're trying our best to sort it out.
Well, I saw YouTuber Chris Stuckman has done a thread of tweets about this. And he said he couldn't weigh in earlier because he was terrified. Because in his contract, it's very scary. Mm. So they could delete his channel. And he's got 3 million subs, I think. So, yeah. You know, big channel. And he was saying to other YouTubers who are, you know, repped by them to take screenshots of the analytics and download it, save it, so you've got a proof of earnings before they unlink the accounts. But what a crazy situation, though.
It is, but it's also another one of those mad situations where so many people know what's going on about this company, but no one's saying anything until it all comes out. It's another one of those situations where it's very hard in that position to obviously be, I'm going to be the person who stands out and speaks up against this. But if there's so many people in the know, they could have maybe formed a collective and...
There must have been some kind of exit plan, because there's... This company at one point had 400 employees. You know, then there's obviously layers, and there's a layer that knows what is going on. Yeah. And you're right. There should have been something in place as some kind of backup for these creators. Because I'm sure the creators would be still obviously pissed off. But if they knew, say, 6 weeks ago, dire straits, you're not going to be getting the next 2 weeks of your AdSense, we're really sorry, you're going to have to find new people, and just completely open and honest, they maybe wouldn't have as much of a problem as they do now. It's just the transparency is the issue, isn't it?
Yeah, the transparency is the issue. And also the YouTubers who are like people on their own who don't have businesses and teams, they're going to be fine, because AdSense will kick in and that they'll be fine. I worry for like the brands, the Smoshers, the Clevers, who have people need to be paid. It's not one person who's like earning all the money and whatever. They're the ones who have jobs, they have bills to pay, and I just hope they're going to be like...
Yeah, you're right, because both of those brands are full-on production companies.
Yeah, with tens of employees.
Yeah, you're right. Clever especially. Yeah. I didn't realise that between the two channels, they got like 7 million subscribers.
Yeah, and I saw both of those two brands, Smosh and Clever, mention that they're already like on the lookout for new homes, and not as in actual house, as in homes for the brands. And I hope it all gets sorted.
So do you think this could have repercussions across the YouTube industry? Like, would people be looking at their MCNs and questioning, is this the right thing? Can YouTubers go it alone if they wanted to?
Yeah, of course. You don't have to be with an MCM. Loads of big YouTubers have never been with an MCM because of that
risk,
vulnerability or the risk. Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a big issue with MCNs just stretching themselves too big, full stream if they're to shut down their originals. This world is very, very fast paced and is very high rewards but very high risks at the same time.
So for YouTubers coming through who are getting a bigger fan base and starting to look at these kind of things, would you advise them to go with an MCN, or would you say go alone?
It's hard because I used to be go alone, and I'm with an MCN, but I maybe don't take the benefits from an MCN that other people are offered. I have an MCN. I literally receive my AdSense from my MCN. I don't
That's the only service you receive.
Yeah, I don't do that much more with them. But a lot of other MCMs are now wanting to do like 360 management and stuff like that. So,
oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. I would just say try and get some advice, because I can imagine there's a lot of shady people out in this world.
Mm.
And yeah, you don't want to be fucked over.
I don't think anyone really likes that, do they?
No.
Saturday, what's on your to-do list? Oh, I want to be
fucked over.
Fucked
over today.
Are you ready?
So ready.
To introduce the big question.
The big question is a weekly segment where Matt goes away and finds a weird article on the internet and derives a question from that article that we then discuss and answer.
Very good. It's like there's two of me. So the headline is, thank you for doing that, by the way, Sperm Bank offers women bizarre celebrity lookalike donor service, and one star is really popular. So it's a California cryobank offering a service.
Of course it is.
Probably part of the tour, isn't it? You get to stop off there. And they can choose which famous men they want the baby to resemble. Weird that it's only men.
I was about to say.
That's odd.
Is there I don't know. I was going to sit here and pretend I knew how the process works. in terms of, is there a difference between influencing a male and a female?
Oh, I guess it's because you're getting the male sperm, aren't you? I guess that's why.
Yes,
that actually makes sense.
Probably makes a lot of sense. We are dumb fucks. So, yes.
Yeah, of course. That makes sense. Although, I guess in the future, you could, in the distant future, you could have like a service where...
Well, designer babies, isn't it?
Designer babies, exactly.
We're on the way.
Apparently. But so women can filter their sperm donor down to those who resemble men, such as Prince Harry, David Beckham, or Leonardo DiCaprio. Out of those three, who would you prefer?
Are we going just off looks? What does the sperm offer? Is it? It's not their sperm,
offer?
Is it?
It comes with good insurance.
No, but what's their service? Because they obviously can't be like, oh, take this sperm and you'll play football like Beckham.
I think it's purely looks.
Right.
So, like, it says the details of donors are listed with information such as height, eye, and hair color. Mm-hmm. And supposedly, the really popular pick, Ben Affleck. What do you think about that?
Baby come with the dragon tattoo as well.
Includes tacky tattoos. And there's a quote here from Scott Brown, the vice president. And he says, sometimes we'll have celebrities listed that aren't necessarily traditionally handsome. And that's because the donor doesn't look like a Hollywood leading man. And we want to make sure you know what you're getting. It's mean.
What the fuck? That sounds like it's a bit, you're being missold there. Like, how can you make a baby look like David Beckham?
Don't know.
Without David Beckham's sperm? Like that.
Well, he added that sometimes clients don't want someone who is too perfect and prefer just regular guys.
If you want a fucking just a regular guy, just have a fucking normal baby. If you want regular, then go somewhere else going, oh, I want a regular celebrity. What the fuck?
Yeah, the celebrities, it's weird, isn't it? So my question to you is, if you could have a child look like any celebrity, who would it be? Man or woman?
Donald Trump.
He was actually quite good looking in his early days.
He's got major sunbed issues these days, hasn't he? Just needs to maybe not wear sunglasses in the sun as much.
He's just trying to preserve that look and it doesn't work, does it? You got to accept when you're getting older. Just accept it. That was our Donald Trump summary on politics.
Who would you choose? Let me guess. Arctic Monkeys lead singer.
I do think he's very cool, but they're not going to... It's just what they look like, isn't it? Yeah. It's not going to be like he comes out rock and roll.
Yeah.
I personally think if it was a boy, Ryan Gosling. And if it's a girl...
Mr. Boring.
Evangeline Lilly. I hope that's how you say her name. She's Kate from Lost.
Oh yeah.
Or Rooney Mara. She's cool.
I'm going to go with Wayne Rooney.
Would you like to explain that answer?
Want someone regular looking. Oh, I don't know.
It's weird, isn't it?
Can I just have my own babies?
What, because you're a celebrity?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's my answer.
Oh, wow.
No. You know what? This week, we're just not going to get an answer from me. We're going to leave it on that. I don't have any.
You're doing a shame. All that length and no satisfying ending.
Sorry.
You've got to give an answer. I'm forcing you.
All right, I would do a lucky dip and get whatever he calls a regular, just say a regular one. It's a regular.
Regular, please.
Not a stereotypically good looking, just regular.
Regular with a side of money. Yeah.
50% off of regular ones. So I would go for two of them. There we go, guys. That wraps up another episode of Lower Your Expectations. We're coming close to 100 episodes.
Oh, we're still a bit... 12 weeks off.
I'm purposely speaking a little bit slow because we saw a comment that made us laugh. Like, we did see a comment that made us laugh, requesting us to be, was it more enthusiastic?
No, well, that was the point of it, but she said be more outgoing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cheers, love. Yeah. It was
funny.
Just so blunt on the channel. So
there's constructive feedback. So we're trying to be, I'm trying to speak a bit quicker. No.
Just to be clear. That's this week's comment that we found. That's a new section.
Comment of the week.
Comment of the week. That's how they call it, isn't it? So if you'd like to be comment of the week next week, leave us a YouTube comment.
On the YouTube channel, Just Marcus.
Just Marcus. On one of the podcast videos.
And you can listen to this podcast now on Apple Podcasts, on Acast, but also for you who don't have Apple, Spotify. For Android users. Mate, and everyone else.
Spotify isn't just for Android users. You've got an iPhone and you Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
Idiot. Fucking idiot. Well, on that note, we'll see you next week.
Listen to us on Spotify. It's very cool.
Goodbye.
See you later. Bye, guys.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.